Welcome to Spark TO. Meet the speakers who are sparking conversation at Spark the Change Toronto. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. We're on the cusp of morning, but good morning, everybody, and welcome to Spark TO. This is a thing from across the desk where I've been really fortunate to work with the Spark the Change Toronto team for the past 4 years. And we started the Spark TO podcast last year. And today I am super excited because Sue Johnston, who has been on the core team for Spark the Change Toronto, is finally sitting across the desk from me. And we're going to get to learn all about Sue. Oh, I know. after just saying, so I'm going to remember to introduce myself. So my name is Elizabeth Plouf, and I own MCV Communications, and I do the Across the Desk podcast. And I have been fortunate to be a member of the Spark the Change Toronto team for the past 4 years, and now Spark the Change India as well. And that's all I think I need to know about me. I'm good. So that's all you need. That's all the magic.
That's a good deal.
So welcome, Sue. I'm so excited.
I'm happy to be here.
Yay! So Sue, how would you describe your role? I mean, it's understood communication is your business, but what are you within the business?
Within my own business. I'm primarily now working with face-to-face communication. I started with written communication, as so many of us do, and then in the middle of doing a master's in sort of conventional communication, I realized that what's really important and the most important communication that happens in organizations is what happens in between us when we talk to each other, is the sort of like the unofficial organic communication that happens. So I focus now on promoting conversation by teaching people about facilitation, which I think is a really key skill for this day and age. And also I train people in coaching skills, and I primarily work now with the software community.
And behind Sue is one of the tools that any agile person's house I go to, I see these everywhere.
The rowing machine?
What's that?
The rowing machine?
No, that would be the cascade of stickies that are
the around. Cascade of stickies. Yeah. Yeah, we carry them around in our purses and we have them everywhere and all colors. And
it got to the point where I actually bought myself my own pencil case because I felt like I didn't fit in.
Yeah.
So now I have my own stickies and my own markers that I take everywhere. And
part of the club.
Well, try, you know, a little bit of the outlier, but
right.
But tell us a little bit about how you got into what you do now, and then we'll kind of attach that to Spark Toronto.
All right. Okay. So we'll talk about me. Well, I started life as a journalist. And so I'm really not as comfortable talking about myself as I am talking to other people and finding out about them. I was not a very outgoing person, but I was really good at being curious and telling other people's stories. And that kind of worked for a while. I worked in television. I worked for a little while at the National, behind the scenes, the CBC National News. And then I went out to Calgary as a reporter. And then I moved to newspapers for a while. And I came back to Toronto, and the Globe and Mail didn't hire me, and I just didn't want to work anywhere else. And so I worked in corporate work.
Nasty bastards.
In corporate work, yeah. And it was really interesting because I really enjoyed working in big organizations, and I was in banks, and I thought, whoa, who ever thought that working in a bank would be fun? But we were really working hard to try to change the cultures in those places from sort of hierarchical to things that were a little more bottom up. And that was a long time ago. And I've just kind of stayed with that kind of work ever since. But I focus more tightly now on the conversational aspects of.
So you found your jam.
I did. I so did. And I kind of sometimes go, wow, I wish I'd found this 30 years ago. But 30 years ago, we didn't have an appetite as much for this. Mm-hmm. We certainly didn't have the agile movement in software that is kind of what seems to be one of the catalysts that's making it make sense.
Go ahead. Sorry.
People have been writing about this stuff since the 80s. I mean, Tom Peters has been writing for 30 years about, you know, walk around, treat your people like people and things like that. And but it's only sort of now that people are really trying to make that happen in an earnest way.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting because so Sue and I are both readers, and I just was sharing, like, this is an upcoming podcast for me. So, and it's interesting that you say that. And it's the only reason I bring Sir Richard into the conversation is that one of his chief tenets is get off your ass.
Yeah.
Go and actually physically walk up to the desk and talk to people. Mm-hmm. And, but also, which is one thing that I love about the core team is that his thing is give people the information that they need and then allow them to do their job. Allow them to become decision makers, allow them to become change makers and noise makers and everything, because they know that you believe in them because you've given them the task to do and then you've walked away to allow them to do it. Yeah. Versus that industrial age mindset of, I will control everything you do.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we always run around to try to hire the best and the brightest, and then we treat them like children. That's not going to get you anywhere. So it's you know, being the thing that I've been promoting for years as a trainer. I worked in corporate training in two banks, and we, you know, people listened and they bought in, or it looked like they bought into these ideas, but it didn't actually catch on as quickly as we would have dreamed.
Well, you made a really valid point there, which is they look like they buy in. And I think, and I've heard you guys talk about this before, which I find fascinating, that large organizations and exactly the type of organizations, shameless plug, exactly the type of organizations we want to come to Spark the Change Toronto, see the buzzwords, they see the activity, you know, they either see you on Twitter because you're very active on Twitter, which is awesome, or they see Jason or they see somebody and they're like, ooh, shiny, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't we, you know, do this? And what it actually is a surface toe in the water, if you will. And one of the things we talked about just before we came on air was the catalyst and what that is. And I don't think organizations who are willing to, on the surface, have people like yourself come in and do some training and do whatever, are actually looking for a catalyst for change. They're looking to look as though they're embracing a catalyst for change. Does that make sense?
Well, it's a popular idea, and it's not one that I buy into totally. I mean, we can see stuff like that, or we can think we see stuff like that. I work a lot with people who truly are trying, and they're working inside these big organizations, and it can be frustrating because the system is so huge, and there are so many moving parts, especially in like these insurance companies and telcos and banks and healthcare, and
which is my background. So
yeah. And so if we, you know, we kind of want to move the needle really fast. Like we want it to just like go like that. We say something, we do something, we put an initiative in and automatically people change. But what really happens is maybe we move the needle that much. And if that much makes a difference.
That's a celebration.
For a lot of people, because Canadians, and I presumably the rest of the world, but my focus is Canada, rely on these industries for their stuff. So if we make it even one smidgen better, we've made a change. What happens is when you're inside these places and you kind of feel that you're buried in the hierarchy, or your hands are tied because, you know, you don't have a budget or whatever. What I always try to do is encourage making alliances in the rest of the organization, networking your little brains out so that you find the other people inside a big organization who think the way you do and are working for the same goal.
100%.
Yeah, and networking has always been the way I got stuff done. And you know, it's about sharing ideas, and it's about sharing articles, and it's about supporting them as well as, you know, asking them questions. Mm-hmm. And so the theme for Spark the Change this year was all about...
I'm just pulling it up.
Right? And so it's kind of like, I would not be who I am. I would not be one smidgen effective if I didn't have a wonderful network and also know how to give to it and take from it.
Well, you share, and that's one thing I love about it. Like every member of the team. Again, shameless plug for the team, because here's one. I'm the outsider, so the core team all have, and I'm looking at you people. All the team members have a background in agile. They have a background in coaching and change management and all of those amazing skills that they bring together to help their clients. And I've seen what they do. I've watched them in action and it is mind blowing. And I walked into the first Spark, you know, Jason and I met, I was referred as an event coordinator through Silicon Halton, and Jason and I chatted, and I asked him like a year later, I'm like, so just for curious, but why'd you hire me? And I can say this because it's you. And he said, because you use the F word. I don't ever cuss unless the other person sort of puts it out there. But mm-hmm. I thought, all right, that's cool. And so in 2015, when we did our very first Spark at the Science Center, we were all green. This had been launched in England. We brought it over to Canada. And it was Jason's baby to kind of go, let's make this happen. And I remember I'd never met anybody like the core team. I'd never met anybody like our attendees, like our speakers. And I went back to the hotel to change, right? Because we run around in our t-shirts, like the core team run like crazy people. Thank you. Appreciate that. And you'll see us when you come to Spark, you'll see us running like crazy people in our black t-shirts. And I went to take it off and change because it gets a little whiffy. And I felt weird. I couldn't come back to the event and not feel like I was a part of the team. Mm. And I don't know if I ever shared this with you. And I went up to Jason and we had a drumming circle that year. And it was, we were just in that transition between the drumming circle and the whatever. And I went up to him. I said, I need to tell you something. And he's looking at me like,
he's worried.
Like, did the caterer just go for a shit? Like, what happened? And I said, you've changed my life.
Oh, wow.
And he looks at me, he's like, what do you mean? So I was an employee until 2014, from the age of 14. Yeah. And have always been the one that gets in trouble, have always been the one that, Elizabeth, like, why can't you do it like everybody else? And why can't you follow our process? And, you know, and not so much in my head, I would be saying, because your process is stupid. It just doesn't make you a very happy person. And I said, I didn't know organizations didn't have to suck.
Yeah. And they don't, they absolutely don't. And we run into them, and they don't. And then sometimes it's a little bit about if you see yourself as someone who's got the power to change something, anything, then it doesn't suck for you. Right. Because you can feel.
I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't know. And this is, so I'm going to assume Sue made a really good point right there. So this year I have to put my spectacles on. Maybe not. Maybe I'm good. Might be big enough. I have to do reading glasses now. It's really sad. And I'll segue for just a second. So Jason and I, it's now 4 years, 4 or 5 years, 4 years. And from then until now, we were just at a food tasting for the event and whatever, and we had to go to the venue. And so we've gone from like, hey, no problem, to both of us taking out our granny readers and, you know, that's happy. So this year, the theme for Spark the Change, constructive connection, building a resilient organization through networking. In our increasingly volatile and ambiguous world, encouraging the best from employees is more important than ever. Spark is devoted to making your organization a dynamic, happy place to work, from delivering fast innovation to growing high-performing teams through inspiring leadership. This is the fourth year for Spark the Change in Canada. It started when a group of colleagues wanted a way to link people working for organizational change in different parts of the workplace. Now it's an international movement with 2018 Spark events in London, the Netherlands, India, Australia, and Montreal, and of course, Toronto. And our underlying themes have never changed. So it's always been organizing the organization, unleashing people, disruption and change.
Yeah.
And I know for some folks, here's what my immediate thought was. If you are stuck in an organization who's trapped in the industrial age mindset, which is, you know, that was the birthplace of the 40-hour work week and hierarchies and corner offices and all of that stuff.
It worked in its time.
It
worked in its time.
It did work in its time. But I think that's when.
That was before we were born.
I hope. Well, some days, I kind of wonder. But it was a time when you're absolutely right, Sue, that worked. It doesn't work anymore. And that's industry wide. And one of the interesting points that you made was when you guys were starting to attend different events, you noticed that there was a bit of siloing across industries. Mm. So people within certain industry would only go to their type of event versus our event, which is industry agnostic.
Yeah, we try to bridge all of the things. So, for example, this was kind of what got us going. Jason was part of the Agile community. He was part of the organizational design community through some work he had been doing. He was also part of other networking things.
Happy Melly and things.
Happy Melly. And then also things to do with geography, so in the area that he lives in. And then I, because of my kind of peculiar background and unusual stuff, I was part of the trainers, professional association and business communicators, facilitators, and coaches, as well as that Agile community. And I was going to these conferences, and I noticed that, you know, I kept thinking, wow, you know, communicators and the trainers need to get together. That was kind of my, where my head was. And then it was kind of like the communicators and the trainers and the Agile people need to get together. And then it was like talking to Jason, oh, and the OD people. And so it was kind of like, let's see what would happen if we, you know, kind of put a stew together that put all these ingredients together, what kind of conversations could we develop? And so that's kind of really where the impetus came from. And then Jason knew about this Spark the Change thing going on in Europe, and we just jumped on it. And it's been really fun. Like every year it's kind of over and you're on this high, and then the time to start planning again comes up, and we're going like, do we really want to do this again? It's a lot of work. And then it happens. And it's a marvelous event, and you kind of go, wow, you know.
We did that.
It's fun, yeah.
So here's the scary thing for you, Sue, is that when Jason and I were in Toronto on Tuesday, he's like, so for next year, I was like, can we get through this one? Yeah, very awesome. But I'm like, let's just get through this one. And then I'm totally on board with that, and we start filing away the ideas already and the different things that come up, and we have a new caterer this year. We have a bit of a new format this year. We have switched things around a little bit. And that's one of the things I love about, you know, people say, well, why don't you have it at different venues? And we did try that. Last year we were at the ROM, and that was an adventure. Mm-hmm. And I must say,
Well, again, the people at the Science Center are part of our network, and they understand how it works. They are reliable. Give and take. So again, it's about finding these people in the world who are working for the same things we are.
Yeah, 100%. And it's the very cool thing is that because we're back on familiar ground, we're adding in all these different elements this year that we're now comfortable. We're so comfortable with the format, and we're so confident in our speakers, and we're so in tune as a team that we're like, you know what, let's try X. And we can now all immediately see how that would either organize the organization or unleash people or disrupt or just be fun. I mean, you'll see us walking around with, I last year went out and bought bright orange tiaras and, you know, our goggly-eyed sons, and everybody we just have a howl. We walk around in hats and weird stuff, and probably one of the friendliest groups for an event I've ever worked with. And everybody is just, how can I help you? You know,
I was just thinking as you were talking about how we're trying new things. One of the things we're trying new this year is to have only one track. And that way people who come don't have to decide, you know, when you go to a conference and you're looking at like a list of the bigger the conference, the longer the list, you know, 3 sessions or 5 sessions or 9 sessions to choose from. This way, you know, we've just kind of tried to put together a magical, logical, transformational journey where you don't have to think about what they're talking about. Don't have to think about room to go to. Don't have to think about which, you know, if I give up this, can I get the notes from somebody else or something like that? That's one thing we're trying again.
We did that. I think the first year everybody was very gung-ho, and so we had 2 streams and 2 tracks. It was very ambitious, and it was awesome, and don't get me wrong. I mean, the program that was delivered was incredible, but the feedback from our attendees was we had too much to choose from.
And it's hard to choose.
It's hard to choose, and so it's not that we don't want to provide as much choice as possible. It's that we want to make sure that your experience in coming to Spark is as easy for you to have as much takeaway as possible, so that, you know, I mean, Gandhi once said, what does he say? It was about change. And if he said, if you think that one person cannot make a difference, remember being trapped in a tent with a mosquito.
Yeah.
And so we're not advising you to go back to your organization and start singing people, but we are advising for you to say, hey, I picked up this, this interesting tip or tool or whatever at Spark. And like Sue said, I love that what you said there was, if you can just do this once a year, eventually you're going to be here. It's just continuous motion and continuous effort that then allow for those bigger changes. And it might take 2 years. It might, for somebody to realize that, you know, standard meetings don't work. It might take, you know, time for people to understand what a lean coffee is. And that doesn't mean low fat latte, you know, like it might take time.
Yeah. And the thing is, sometimes a conference like this or lots of conferences, but especially this one, if you feel that you've been sort of alone in your organization, pushing on string and, you know, nothing's happening, you get together with these other people and share stories and get ideas, and you realize that you're part of something larger than just yourself that is really sort of worthwhile stepping into and stepping forward with.
Our halos should be coming out shortly, don't you think?
I hope so. I have one that's a bit like masking.
I have a Thor hammer.
Anyway,
that was
Iron Man. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. So, but really, if we get back to the conference for a minute, we have a situation too where a number of repeat attendees, because they look forward to it, because they're going to see people who are like minded and are working in the same sort of space of trying to create organizations that are safe for humans to work in.
Oh, I love that. That's a really nice way of putting it.
That's what we've been doing all our lives, honey.
That's what we're trying. So Sue's got a couple of interesting events coming up. We just got about a minute left.
Oh, cool.
And you're going to be attending Conversations Among Masters, you said, in New Orleans?
It's a big, well, I don't know how big, but it's a coaching 3 days. And it's all people who are more in the life coach space. And a number of them are people that I trained with years and years ago, like 2000. Mm-hmm. But one of the people who's going to be there is a man named Julio Olalla, who is talks a lot about emotional intelligence. He was one of the first of the, you know, he was one of the original coaches. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of going to be an interesting thing. Before that, there's Agile and Beyond, which is another excellent conference that happens in Ann Arbor. And again, it attracts people from both sides of the Canada-US border. And
Americans are welcome at Spark the Change Toronto. And we're really nice and polite and friendly. And that's all I have to tell you.
And we don't insist that you put the U in color.
So
I've got a lot of conferences coming up, and then there's another Agile one in Banff. Yes.
And you have Coach Camp coming up just before Spark, isn't it? In Cornwall.
Yep.
Which is awesome. And they're terrific at so shout out to Coach Camp, because they're terrific at giving us a shout out as well. Wink wink, nudge nudge. And I just, the last thing is this core team, and I'm, you know, myself more now included, I'm attending more events, and they're more specific to what I do. But the cool thing is that the core team is so committed to attending. I mean, there was a little bit of strategy in bringing up Sue's event list, because they then bring all of that expertise and all of those connections and all of those ideas, so that we then are able to create a really dynamic program that may include things that you're not expecting, which is amazing. And watching the team around the table when we're looking at speaker submissions and we're trying to figure out what to do, knowing that there's these, you know, 5, 6, 7 brains who regularly attend these conferences and take on board. So they're not only sharing their expertise, but they're taking all of this stuff on board and applying it to give the best program possible. And we'll wrap up with one little quick, I have to turn this way. So June 7th and 8th is Spark the Change in Toronto. Again, we are back at the Science Center. And if you visit sparkthechange.ca and click on program, you'll be able to see Jason Little, artistic little fella, has created a terrific program outline on the website that's really easy to go through. And so we kick off 8 a.m. on June 7th. We'll have, Jason usually does the opening. Who knows who'll be up there this year. We have Vikas Narula, who will be joining us again. He was with us in 2016. We have Sandeep, and I can't, and I apologize, Auja? 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 We have, I got to talk to Jason.
Ray, we have Kat Sweetle. We have the Red Cars girl, Laura.
Laura Goodrich. She was just, was our very first guest on SparkTO this year. I'm going to go to the speakers page. It's a little easier to.
Yeah, and Ellen and
Ellen Grove.
Yeah, and.
She's neat.
And 21 Toys.
Yeah, so Ryan Burwell, who was on yesterday. We have Mark Raheja, Helen Daniels, Dave Gray, Sadika Karbanda, who attended Spark through the Kubi last year. And
now she's coming in person for the real
she
thing.
She is. So crazy thing. This is the amazing thing about the network that can end up growing for you. So Sadika is coming from India. She attended by Kubi in 2017. I was on the Spark the Change India complete by remote.
Yeah,
2018, which is a very successful event. So Sadika was so inspired. She brought Spark to India. And we've never met face to face.
You will.
We get to hug now, which is awesome because hugging the Kubi is just really not the same. Andrew Guy is coming. Laura Goodrich, we mentioned. Ryan, Tracy Peaver, and Lauren Waldman. And we have a really cool thing this year. Stuart Oakley is joining us. And Stuart's here as a... Maybe I'll get into Jason with that one. What do you think? We'll leave that one to Jason?
He's a mystery to me, so don't ask me.
To everybody. We reveal too much.
To be surprised. One thing we do need to mention, June 7th in Ontario is election day.
So ooh, yes.
You may want to be, if you're planning to come, checking out how you do early voting. And I checked it out last night to make sure that I could do it, and it's not hard at all. So there you go.
Don't vote for that.
No, don't. Let's not go politics. Let's be good.
Namaste.
We must sometimes have a filter, Elizabeth.
I did. I sucked it back in.
You did well.
Thank you. Because that's not what I wanted to do. So you can check us out on Spitter. Now I'm all a Twitter. You can check us out on Twitter. We are SparkConfTO. And... Yeah. Stuff goes out all the time. Jason's terrific at putting out newsletters and updates. Our program is locked down. Our speakers are locked down. Our surprises are not. And our prices will be changing shortly. So please have a look and get your ticket and come on in. We get everybody from banking. We've had City of Burlington government come in. I think we've had City of Toronto government come in.
Yeah, all kinds of people come.
Yeah, like don't worry about your industry. Just worry about if you want to move that needle just a scoochie. Yeah. And come and be really good at being curious.
That's the whole point.
So thank you so much, Sue Johnston. Please check out Sue on It's Understood Communication. It's .ca, .com?
.com.
.com. And then It's Understood for Twitter. And thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure always to talk to you.
I'm so excited we were finally able to do this. So, and then I guess we'll see each other in June.
We will, if not before.
If not before. So thank you for joining us, everybody.
Take care.
I have to gotta go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and please visit us at sparkthechangetoronto.ca to learn more, or you can follow us on Twitter at SparkConfTO.